this is what you don't hear. 70% of the people that they've arrested have criminal records. What the Democrats are always saying is, oh, only 14% of them have been convicted of a violent crime. Well, they've been convicted. But a lot of them, the other ones, have been arrested, and they just haven't been convicted yet because they jumped, you know, bail, or they jumped their warrants. The other 30%, a lot of them are gang members. When they go looking for an immigrant, they're not just randomly searching, you know, restaurants. They're going after particular people who they've gotten their names from local law enforcement and from others. During the Obama administration, President Obama deported more people than President Trump did, the most in history. Nobody cared. And there were 76 people shot during that process, during the Biden administration. None of it made headlines. About half of those people were killed. None of it made the news. Now, because it's Trump doing it, you have the entire Democratic Party and the media establishment saying, oh, look at the horrible things. He's a dictator, but he's doing what he promised to do to the American people. It's very disturbing watching what you see on TV. But the thing that makes it most disturbing is because there's so much interaction with protesters, which is weird that the Democrats are telling protesters to go out there and stop law enforcement from doing its job.